AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight on the south side of Minneapolis, police shot and killed a man in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop. A department spokesman says the man was suspected of a felony. An investigation is underway. The shooting happened less than a mile from a street corner where George Floyd died in May after a Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck. As Los Angeles County announces 10,000 coronavirus deaths, the governor, Gavin Newsom, announced the arrival of a coronavirus variant in California.
It has been identified here in the state of California, in Southern California.
China is giving conditional approval to a coronavirus vaccine. A Republican senator says he will object next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Some House Republicans had already said they would object on President Trump's behalf when Congress counts the electoral votes. They needed a single senator to sign on and force votes in both chambers. And Missouri's Josh Hawley says it's him, claiming without evidence some states did not follow their own election laws. The objections are likely to delay, but in no way actually change certification of Biden's win, which transition spokeswoman Jen Psaki calls a mere formality.
Regardless of whatever antics anyone is up to on January 6th, President-elect Biden will be sworn in on the 20th.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Census Bureau says it will miss a year-end deadline for numbers used to divvy up congressional seats. A Wisconsin health system says 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine that had to be thrown out after being left unrefrigerated now appear to have been deliberately spoiled by an employee. A storm moving through Texas could drop 12 to 18 inches of snow. Once it moves east, that same storm system could bring tornadoes to parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. This is AP News. Walmart apologized for a political tweet calling Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley a sore loser.
Well, here's a big oops on social media. Walmart had on its Twitter feed, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." This was a message directed to Senator Josh Hawley, who said that he plans to raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. The company's apologized and says the tweet was mistakenly sent out by a member of its social media team who meant to publish it on a personal account. The tweet has been deleted, but Hawley shot back against Walmart, asking if it would also apologize for using slave labor and driving mom-and-pop stores out of business. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A well-preserved Ice Age woolly rhino, with many of its internal organs still intact, has been recovered from permafrost in Russia's extreme north. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.